The views and opinions expressed by the No Nonsense Show and its hosts do not necessarily reflect views consistent with political correctness or the Rarasana's podcast network. So to get the show started right, we want to wish any officers of the Sensitivity Police a heartfelt thank you.
We back in this motherfucker, and you know what? Happy Father's Day to all the fathers on the show.
And Juneteenth. Happy Juneteenth Day, Father's
Day. That's right, because Juneteenth and Father's Day.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Was since our last show.
So is it more important for black fathers this Father's Day then? Not really?
Hell yeah.
What about mixed fathers? Still, one drop fathers?
You're listening to the No Nonsense Show. 10% less bullshit than any other podcast, guaranteed.
One drop fathers still get it.
Anybody brown or just Juneteenth is just black people because slavery.
No.
You would have been a house nigga, so you still count.
Just slavery.
What do you think coming? He coming for you, Beyonce.
He didn't say all that.
Why are you smiling at me like that?
He threw shots, Beyonce.
Why is he smiling at me like that? No, but look, though. So, I'm just saying. Latinos?
No, bro. No. I just learned about it.
Okay.
So you just learned.
Yeah.
We all did, right?
No, I knew about it.
I've heard of it, but I didn't. I thought it was a black holiday.
You came to Atlanta, you didn't know about it.
I thought it was like Kwanzaa.
That's not shit y'all do in California.
No, we have a Juneteenth like shit out there.
But listen to my logic, though, right? Okay, I'm going to let you learn first.
I need Kunta to fucking... Explain why fucking Texas was the last fucking state.
He don't have the answer to that.
No, but he reps Texas, and you know Texas. Texas.
He don't rep Texas. It's where he's from.
But he still, that's what you.
What you mean?
That's where he reps. But he doesn't have control over when.
That's like the blue flu. You got to announce that motherfucking shit.
I would say because Texas is pretty far away from the Union headquarters, and because they were wild out there. That was a different kind of place.
I heard they waited like 2 years. They're like,
2 years. Yeah, that's the whole point.
1863 was the Gettysburg Address, and then 1865 is when it was Juneteenth. But so, Mississippi just 1995.
y'all niggas reckless.
So let me ask you this, though. So in during that time, you're a black person in Texas, quote unquote free. These motherfuckers like, where you gonna go? How you gonna get out of here without us killing you? Like you really think you can leave?
Yeah, you ain't getting away.
You can't leave.
But here's what I'm saying.
Until they brought the military and escorted these niggas out.
But here's what I'm saying, though. So if the United States ended slavery in 1863 and in 1865 it was completely all the way over, how come our Latino brothers and sisters are not included in that? Especially Puerto Rico, which is a territory of the United States. How can we not include them in Juneteenth?
Were they slaves?
In Puerto Rico?
No, I'm talking about Puerto Rico. I'm talking about the Latinos.
Puerto Ricans are Latinos.
I understand, but the ones that mainland, let's talk about Mexicans, mainland Latinos.
Mainland Mexicans are different. Mexicans were doing their own thing, right?
Okay, so what Latino, you talking about some Afro-Latinos or some shit?
Puerto Ricans, Puerto Ricans are from Africa.
You're just like Haitians. We all are you all not in the aware? Same boat, nigga. Puerto Ricans, Cubans, Haitians, Jamaicans,
the
Caribbean.
I'm just asking what you're...
The
what
Caribbeans
your,
and South...
I'm just asking for clarification,
I'm
bro.
Saying the Caribbeans and South America got more slaves than the United States did. From Africa.
Yeah.
So they are also kind of part of that. So Puerto Ricans, which is part... Puerto Rico, which is part of the United States, do they not get to enjoy the fruits of Juneteenth? Did they get to call out sick on Friday?
Did they get... freed on Juneteenth?
Everyone in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I have to keep explaining this to you. Everyone in the United States that was a slave was freed in 1863. It was recognized in 1865.
I get all that.
So therefore, that blanket release goes to the territory.
They should be covered as well.
I think they should be covered.
They're part of the catch-all.
But you don't see that in Juneteenth celebrations.
It's all black.
You never hear J-Lo talking about Juneteenth.
My nigga, they don't even really let light-skinned niggas celebrate that shit.
I went to work.
Real talk, you can't be too light fucking talk about Juneteenth around some... some French Reds.
But it's a lot of companies that just started recognizing Juneteenth as observing one of those holidays.
That was just this year.
What do you mean? Ain't no companies ever recognized Juneteenth. That's like a company.
That's what I said. They just started.
No, like just because of what's going on right now.
Yeah, that was one.
Next year,
forward.
We'll see if they do it next year.
I think they're. I think moving forward, they probably gonna have that shit.
We getting Kwanzaa off this year.
No, Kwanzaa
is going to have a jump this year.
Nah.
Yeah, just the Apple Kwanzaa is going to go up.
Somebody, one big parent company was just...
A huge company wound up,
was on the news that they one of the first corporations.
I think Nike did something like that.
Nike, that's it. That's okay. It. Yep.
Yeah. I'm not fucking with Kwanzaa. I'm sorry. I don't even know what Kwanzaa is. Always heard it.
I mean, he's like me with Juneteenth. I'd heard of it, like I'd heard of Kwanzaa. I still don't know what that is.
I heard they just get a lot of gifts throughout the week.
It's a lot of candles and shit that's lit.
I thought that was Hanukkah.
And I think Kwanzaa does candles too. But that's my problem though, is that Kwanzaa starts some of them gifts and shit. See, and that's the holidays I just don't fuck with.
Oh yeah, that's the shit I don't like. Gifts.
What? Hanukkah does that too.
You know? I don't fuck with Hanukkah.
Well, the Jews are. They got to spread the wealth.
Well, why you?
They got to spread
their
wealth.
Why you say the name though like that?
Yeah,
you like
said it rough.
Right, oh, the Jews.
I feel like you said it like wrong.
I love the Jews. That's the last people I want to piss off.
I love the chinks. That's like saying I love the chinks.
I don't want to piss them off. Nah. Is it?
I don't know.
It's not the same. Chinks is like the N-word for them.
I'm not a full-blown Jew. I'm Jewish.
American Deli is good, nigga. I love the chinks.
American who?
American Deli.
Yeah, I know we're just saying chinks, but I think that's like the N-word for them.
It is.
If I'm not mistaken.
I'm not going to say that then. I'm supposed to be better. Yeah, I apologize to all the Chinese people.
We said it already.
You know what? My ADD be tripping with me sometimes, right?
Uh-huh.
And like I hear shit.
Okay.
Oh. And then it don't register right away, right? Like it just gets stored in a database one time.
Right.
I just got a question for French Reggie.
Okay.
Did you say that you and your mom did shrooms?
When?
Last week. He said that shit and it didn't
hit me. On the show?
Yeah. And it didn't hit me until he fucking...
What topic were we on?
Oh my gosh, I can't remember. But I was driving here today and I was like...
The one that you gave him the answer to, Nathan.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Do we have to touch that?
I wasn't there, so maybe that's why.
I wasn't in the room when you said that word.
No, you were.
You were sitting right here.
Here's the thing. I didn't say anything, honestly. Here's what happened. I did not give him the answer, but I did say what Jace Smooth said I said, which was nuke. But that don't mean... There's no way you could think nucleic out of nuke.
I would have never gotten it.
Nobody
I would have said nuclear, if anything...
He guessed nucleic. That means he already knew it.
Right.
Nuclear would probably be the only thing who didn't know.
So he said nuclear?
What
did he say?
He didn't say any of that shit.
He just said that I said nuke.
And I said nuke. He said, because I forget the words that went before that, but I said, this nigga right here telling this shit.
But I didn't tell him. I said
that
nuke.
That nigga French be listening. French
I knew
be knowing
that
shit. Some
shit. I just didn't know French got how to pronounce shit the hard word.
Well, we know. The TRs and the... UER.
What does nucleic mean?
Nucleic?
What does it mean?
What does it mean?
Don't repeat it. What does it mean?
What is nucleic? Nucleic acid?
What does it mean? Don't give me a word that sounds like it.
You know what? That's a great question. I'm glad you asked me that. Be honest. So, I tell you what I do. I'm gonna get back with you on that.
Here's the thing. In the host room, in our private room, you were trying to say that French Reggie shouldn't have won because I cheated for him, and I'm telling you that he didn't get it.
I think it's a tie. I know it won because y'all always go against me anyway.
I mean, we have more fathom up tonight.
But I wish you would have betted me a point from French Reggie that you did say it because you was just like, nigga, I didn't say nothing like that.
Why would I bet for his point?
You confident.
Y'all want to go ahead and get into this now? We can do it now if y'all want.
Yeah, fuck that. Let's go ahead and rip. I'm going to rip this nigga a new gang member bandana. French, why you dressed like a gang member tonight? What was you looking for in the car for, like, in the rain? Like
the AirPod shit? Case.
This nigga kept, he was, I mean, he was under his seat like a mechanic. Yeah. And it's pouring down rain. I'm like,
So you can tell the listeners, French Reggie, if anybody's out there has an extra AirPod case, French Reggie need one.
Yeah.
He needs one.
Yeah.
So, you just hit him up on his fucking DMs if you're in a Slack room, wherever. He's willing to pay.
French Reggie came tonight looking like Birdie from Above the Rim.
He did.
Birdie?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, you know how many characters got bandanas on? Y'all went straight to Birdie.
Nah, bro.
And your bandana. Folded perfect too, like you ironed it and everything and shit. Look at that shit, French.
And most bald people don't wear bandanas, like, you know what I mean, unless you Birdie in Above the Rim.
Why not?
I don't know. I just, it's like a sweatband is that? What is that? Yeah, unless you're really in a gang. I mean, but if you're just a regular old bald head ass nigga,
right?
You don't see too many folded up bandanas straped across your forehead.
I guess he's just trying to be different tonight. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Way to go, man. You are different tonight. That's for sure.
Yeah, you're definitely different. So who's going first?
I go first because he got the air, he can go.
I got my case of one earbuds.
He got the what are those?
The Android version of the AirPods.
I don't know if those are that's what those are.
J-Man, you know we don't copy off these other motherfuckers. We do our own thing.
We don't copy off these motherfuckers?
Sure.
See how he wrote me into his team?
I see.
With that we.
I see. That was cute.
Started speaking French.
That was cute. Let's see here.
For Georgie, last week, you were pretty sure you were going to lose, right? Before you started. How do you feel this week? I mean, you feel more confident in me? You said you won.
Yeah.
Last week. Do you think you won? Was it a clear, decisive win? Do you think that you got help?
No, I got a clear, decisive win last week. My problem with these games is just that.
Oh, okay.
It's just I'm not good at trivia things. Like, I don't know random shit like that, and I tend to forget a lot of things.
Yeah.
So I know for sure that, like, anybody can have an up on me. But
an up on you?
Yeah, but uh-huh. Jay Smooth is Jay Smooth, so most of the time.
I think he forgot a body part there, like a leg up or
something,
probably. Arm, I don't know.
Oh, you have to always say that?
It's got to be something up. It doesn't, you know, an up on you.
Let's get into this. Hang on 1 second, Joe. Are you ready?
Go.
You ready? All right. You leave out?
You went. That way.
Yeah, he good. We're good.
Okay. Where on your pants can you often find the initials YKK?
Button.
Approximately how long does it take for the moon to revolve around the earth?
Hours.
You say skip. Okay. In what city did the NBA star LeBron James play his high school basketball home games?
The city? Akron?
Okay. What fictitious planet did Alf claim to be from? The alien Alf. You know Alf?
The cat eater.
I don't know. I've never seen that movie.
What breakfast favorite with a hole in the middle is equal to 4 slices of bread?
Say that question again.
What breakfast favorite with a hole in the middle is equal to 4 slices of bread? A
bagel?
What famous rapper's real name is Artist Ivy?
Famous rapper?
Huh?
Famous.
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 Hey, Boogie?
There you go. Time's over. Okay.
Nice. That's nice. You got it right in there, bro.
The last one?
No, I mean just right underneath the time frame. You was lagging for a minute. I don't know, you know, if you was a couple of those. Yeah, Alf is out of your range. You wasn't even probably born when Alf was.
Yeah, I don't know none of these questions.
And if you're not nuanced or watch Nick at Night or whatever, I think he was on Nick at Night.
When I used to watch Nick at Night, it was mostly Cosby shows, Full House, those things.
Not Alf, you might have seen
that.
You might
so it was a movie or a show?
It was a TV show.
Oh, okay, I never seen it.
Yeah, it was not a movie. You probably missed that whole
I definitely missed that question.
You missed that wave. The Alf wave.
Did the last one count? Was it the last?
It counted.
You was in. Okay. I didn't know if it was out of time.
If it's out of your hand,
you only got
1 minute.
Back to 1 minute, okay? So when music stops, you got to shut up, all right? All right. Where on your pants can you often find the initials YKK?
Where on your pants? YKK. And the back on a tag.
Approximately how long does it take for the moon to revolve around the earth?
365 days.
In what city did NBA star LeBron James play his high school basketball home games?
What city? He played in Ohio. Come back to that real quick.
What fictitious planet did Alf claim to be alien from?
Ah, shit. God damn, that's my boy. Okay, come back to that.
What breakfast favorite with a hole in the middle is equal to 4 slices of bread?
A hole in the middle? A bagel.
What famous rapper's real name is Artist Ivy?
Who?
What famous rapper's real name is Artist Ivy?
Famous rapper, Artist Ivy?
I need an answer right now.
I don't know.
Okay.
See that clock? Get him, boy.
Yeah.
So I bullshit. Know,
okay, what LeBron trying to start with us?
All that double question answering is wasting time
on
you.
It's not Cleveland. It's for Ohio.
Come on.
Springfield.
All right, we're going to go through them right now anyway.
It's too late.
Yeah, we're going to go through
Springfield.
Them.
All right,
Springfield,
so... fuck with you.
Where on your pants can you often find that this is YKK? You said button. You said you didn't know.
You said back of the pants.
Back of the pants.
He said something.
Do you have an idea?
Zipper?
Zipper. YKK makes zippers.
Button zippers. Makes,
so 00. Approximately how long does it take for the moon to revolve around the earth? You said 24 hours. You said 365 days.
This moon got it right.
Okay, so do you know like new moon, full moon?
I don't pay attention to those things.
It's like 30 days, isn't it?
28 days. So it's okay. A period. Right. I never knew this.
Right. Uh-huh.
I didn't know that it was I knew it, but I didn't connect it until I put the trivia question down today that it's the same cycle as your woman's period.
That's why they be on the retrograde.
What's called the earth?
So you're talking, he was talking about the sun rising and the moon rise. That's different than a revolving around the earth.
Yeah.
So yeah, 28 days.
So 00 still.
00.
Yeah.
And what city did NBA star LeBron James play his high school basketball home games? You knew fanboy was going to get it. Akron, Ohio.
Akron.
It took him a while, though. He didn't.
I was making sure.
I'm going to tell you why, because he was in the middle of, in his mind, he's in the middle of the stretch, and his balls had just popped out of his shorts
fuck
a little
you,
bit.
Fuck you. Let's go. Wasting time. Let's go. Yeah.
Wasting whose time? Whose time am I wasting?
Don't need to eat.
Next topic.
What fictitious planet did Alf claim to be an alien from?
Yeah, you should have known that.
Do you have any idea?
I forgot the shit, but I did used to know that one.
Did you know Mac?
Nope.
Mail Mac.
Hmm.
How come you said that. It right when I was saying it?
Because I remember the shit. I used to watch the shit all the time. And I never watched it in my entire life.
Alf was the shit. Man. Yeah, Alf was funny as shit.
Fuck, yeah.
He was hilarious. All right. What breakfast favorite with a hole in the middle is equal to 4 slices of bread? You guys both got bagel. You almost said donut. I was like, yep. I knew he was going to say donut.
Yeah, I thought about that. Donut. Shit. I was like, nope. It's a bagel.
And so 2-1 right now?
2-1. What famous rapper's real name is Artist Ivy? Do you know that?
That is...
West Coast.
No. What's his name? Sugar Free.
No.
Been spending most of life living in the
paper. Coolio.
Coolio. A Boogie.
Coolio's name is Artist.
Because his name is Artist, but I didn't know the last name.
I didn't know his name was Artist.
Yeah.
I would go by A Boogie too if my name was fucking Artist.
Artist is a eclectic name. That you gotta be a...
So I won again, right?
Oh. Artist is not eclectic.
That's an artist. You're an artist. Yeah. It's a creative.
No, artist. Not artist. Like Artist Gilmore.
But most people are...
Huh?
Those were pretty good.
Oh, thanks.
The way most people are going to say it, it's going to be...
So, Jason, I'm too old right now.
Uh-oh. No.
No, what?
You must have amnesia for that time he drug you.
He drug you.
He drug you. Yeah. So you blocked that whole shit out, right?
The tie was a drug.
It was like 3-0 or something.
The tie was a drug.
He drug you. You got nothing, and I think he got 3, I think.
The tie was a drug.
No.
Yeah, 2-1.
Nah, he drug you up and down the steps.
I'm talking about the 3-0, man.
Right here. Hey, you 2-1.
He's really blocked it out. He's talking about a tie. You don't remember the time that you didn't score any and he had like 3? You're making it seem like we're talking about a tie. This was no tie.
Wait a minute, though. Look at that growth move. Mac is sticking up for you.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man.
I'm all about the facts, man. Just the facts, man.
No, not when it comes to conspiracy theories.
What are you talking about?
We'll get back to it.
I'm all about the facts.
Yeah. Hey, I ran across an article, you know, last week.
Oh, you read?
You know, yeah, I do sometimes. It just, you know, with the phones that we have now, that bitch be pulling up articles whether you want to or not. You know what I'm saying? You just go out there and Google and have some good shit out there. But I came across an article from Los Angeles News, right, over at Fox 29. And it was talking about an app, you know, that they have on the phones. And, you know, with this damn app, right, I seen this app on my phone, but I never really paid attention to the shit. And, like, last year sometime I saw it, you know, and I don't click on a lot of the apps, you know, from updates and shit like that. But there's an app on there it's an app called Shortcuts.
Quick question. You said you seen the app on your phone.
But I didn't pay no attention to the shit.
No, that's fine. But what phone you have? So the listeners.
Oh, iPhone.
Okay. iPhones. If you have Android, the app is not there.
So I got 2 phones, right? I got Android and I got Apple.
You do realize you're not on an iPhone right now.
I do.
Okay.
This is a bigger screen. This part, like, I like my Androids. But for my work phone, it's an Apple.
And then it's there.
iOS system, right?
Yeah.
And so this app currently right now is on the iPhone. They don't have this feature for the Androids.
That's what
so
I wanted
far,
to know.
Right?
All
right. And so, but they're looking to come up with some shit similar to this, right?
Okay.
So on this app, right, this shortcut app, right, it's a guy, an iPhone user created some shit where it's like a one-touch you know, it sets everything up for you where, like, if you're getting pulled over by the police, you can say, hey, I'm getting pulled over where...
No, say, hey, Siri.
Oh, hey, Siri. Yeah, that's right, because that's important.
He's going to have motherfuckers getting not arrested. And you're like, I got this shit on the tape. And they'll be like, nothing that recorded. That's not an app.
You can just say, hey, Siri, and Siri will do it.
Yeah, so... So let me back up. Let me pause for a sec. Because I started recently just trying to set the shit up, just go through it with my phone. But the reason why I didn't set the shit up before, because it'd be just my motherfucking fault. I'm around a bit and she say some shit, hey Siri, and then it'll call a motherfucker and then they bust me on doing some dumb shit. So and I never set it up. So I was wondering, I'm sitting in the car one day and I'm like, hey Siri, and the motherfucker never responded to me. And I've seen J Mac, you use your shit in the past. I seen you do your shit, French, and Beyonce. And I said, why the fuck my shit not doing it? And I realized I didn't even have this shit on. But anyway, so you got it, the key to the shit to activate, you got to say, hey, Siri.
So you do realize now that it's not an app. It's just turning Siri on.
Turning Siri on. So Siri.
You said you had to download an app and it's only for iPhone.
So you said that an iPhone listener.
And he said he had to set it up.
So let me say.
You said an iPhone user designed it.
So this what it said. Oh, so can I? I'm going to read what the thing said.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
See, it says, all right. Let me just say, on Fox News, it say, hey, Siri, I'm getting pulled over. iPhone feature will record police interaction, send location. It said Los Angeles, a feature exclusively available for Apple users called Shortcuts, which was launched in 2018, allow users to conduct tasks on their phones that would normally require multiple actions with a singular voice command of the iPhone's artificial intelligence capability, Siri. Right?
Okay.
It said the feature has been the subject of a renewed focus recently as protests against police brutality continue across the U.S. in the wake of the death of George Floyd during a May 25th encounter. Ooh, 25th encounter.
That's a tough one. Dates are tough.
clapping that shit out.
Numbers.
A May 25th encounter with Minneapolis police. One iPhone user created a shortcut that prompts an iPhone to begin recording police interaction by the user simply uttering the phrase, hey Siri, I'm getting pulled over, right? So, and whereas, you know, he created, you know.
Can I make a suggestion? I don't think you still have it cut on because you said, hey Siri, like 10 times.
This is.
And what? And yours didn't pop on. So you may.
It is. It's on.
Try it.
You have to hold the button. So you don't actually have hey Siri on. So.
Hey Siri.
But why did it pop on when your phone was locked?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it's a feature on that. It's some cheating shit. I got to lock down when that's locked. I don't want her to come on. You know what I'm saying? Siri do some wild shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you just should stop cheating and you don't have to worry about
that. Shut up, nigga.
You should do a short and say, hey, Siri.
Says the nigga what?
Says the nigga that ain't got no, you know, we'll talk about that later.
You're like, hey, Siri, I'm cheating tonight. And they cut off your location services.
Right.
That's going to be the next feature.
Hey, Siri, wake up. Oh, she did.
Okay, hey.
She liked that. Okay.
So what you trying to say, Smooth?
Okay, so look. So back to what I was saying, right? So with this app, right, I was looking at the shit. I said, damn, that shit might be all right, right? Because, you know, when you get pulled over, you know what I'm saying? You get pulled over by a cop, right? You know, you kind of, sometimes you can be frantic or whatever, get started and you might not be thinking right, right?
Yeah.
And so just to have some simple shit like that where you don't have to think to say, hey, let me record this shit right here.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just utter the words and you be good at that shit right there, right? Okay. So I was just asking y'all, what do you guys think about this motherfucking app right here when motherfuckers getting pulled over? You know what I'm saying? You being able to have that shit. But they say it works best on a you got to have it posted on a dash thing.
So, of course, because of the hands.
Can I be first, please?
Well, are we done?
You
can answer. I want to ask a question about the topic. Can we do that first?
Okay.
So your topic is to ask us how we feel about something?
I'm ready.
So you don't have an anecdote. You don't have a story. You don't have anything that to make this propel this and amplify this into a topic. It's really just you're telling us about. Hey Siri,
call me teacher. Call me teacher.
I just want to make sure. I'm going to make sure I'm clear. Okay, gotcha.
So, okay,
all right, man.
So how do we feel about it? I don't know. I can't speak for them, but I feel like you didn't do no fucking research on this bitch because
I like, don't
you, no, 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 because so I did, and some of the things because I want to know. Where the fuck is this going? Let me ask you that. So this shit's recording. Where does it go?
So, okay. So, all right, J-Mac. I'm glad you asked. That's a great question, J-Mac. So what happens is, right, with the app, right, once it finishes and you stop the recording, what will happen is it'll go to the iCloud and it'll contact one of your contacts, your emergency contacts that you have in the phone, and it'll send them, one, your location, as well as send them the video thing, so that now that they can be able to see it and actually pull over to where you at.
Okay, yeah. I think that was pretty...
I didn't say that, but you know what I'm saying? You know how I do my shit.
What if you're out of iCloud storage?
That's a good question. Be honest, I'm glad you asked that one. I didn't look into that one right there. Be maybe back to, I don't know.
But the biggest problem with that, you don't think it's kind of scary? Because once you do that, you give, you know what? Fuck it. They already have
you're
all your shit.
You're about to die, my nigga.
No, they already have
right,
all your
like,
shit.
What are you worried about?
Because they have, that means you allow them to access everything on the phone, but they already do that anyway.
Who access everything?
Why are you saying that? Because you're sending something out.
What are you saying?
I'm saying
who access everything?
I was saying, quote unquote, the government.
What?
So they have access to everything anyway.
Well, they got
who?
Because I'm saying when you do that feature, hey Siri, the cops is pulling me over. That means you're allowing your camera on. You're allowing your everything on now, right? You allow all those things to be on.
He's not in my conspiracy bus. I just want to put that out on record.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. So now you allowing other things to be able to track you. I'm just saying,
my nigga, they track you anyway.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I disregarded it.
Do you ever use your camera just to take a selfie?
That's why I said I just forgot. I was thinking another way. I was thinking about something else with that feature.
But see, even with that,
because even you're sending the cop. I'm saying the cops is pulling you over and you're filming everything. But also the cops is also getting everything about you at the same time by allowing that location by allowing that feature. That's what I was thinking.
So like what you're saying, be honest. Like even when you take a selfie with the location, right?
Yeah.
You can turn the location on and off. But what also happens is too, you know what I'm saying, the cell phone towers are pinging your location anyway, wherever you at anyway.
That's what
period. I was thinking. So, you know, they have that. Now, whether Apple releases shit like that to them, you know what I'm saying, that's a different story. You know what I'm saying? Because they will have to release that type of shit.
I'm not really sure where we are.
So I was just going back to what he was saying, because he was like, he got off and started talking about you turn everything on, getting all your shit.
The cops nigga, can get all your shit before you even send it to that person. That's what I was saying.
How would they get that though?
Because
it wasn't supposed to be paranoid weed that we smoked earlier.
It's not paranoid.
I was just thinking, the cops can also get your shit by you.
What cops? What do you keep saying that? When have the cops ever been able to get your shit? What are you talking about? Have you not seen the lawsuits where people are trying to get into iPhones? They're like, nah, fuck no, you can't. The San Bernardino killer. What is it, San Bernardino? Yeah. They wouldn't even unlock the iPhones for them to find out what they were doing with their phone before they shot and killed people. So I don't know what you mean. The cops are getting into your phone. You just said that like 10 times.
They can hack it.
What are you? How so?
But do you see the seriousness of? I mean, he's doing it right now. I told you when I said that shit that this nigga's a prodigy.
I don't know what he's talking about.
At not knowing what the fuck he's talking about, but acting like he does.
He's a prodigy.
This nigga is a fucking.
You getting pulled over,
Beethoven.
All I'm saying is you getting pulled over, and then now you unlock this feature that allows your phone to be very vulnerable.
What do you mean by unlock?
When you tell them Siri, hey, I'm getting pulled over, everything opens up. Your messaging, your contacts, everything opens up.
Notice, did you see the look on his face? See the disgust that you dummy?
When you open up on Instagram, right? They ask you, are you allowing this? Can you allow the camera? And you allow that. Cool,
right.
Fine.
Right.
But all I'm saying is with that feature, everything is being allowed. Everything, all your data is being allowed. So now they can get even your messages, your text messages, and all of that. Other people, I'm just saying, other.
When can they get it?
Yeah, French win.
But did you see his face? That needs to be described,
hold
bro.
Hold on.
Okay. This nigga, be honest, ask him a simple question of...
He's about to go to sleep.
When, right?
He's tired.
This nigga put on a face of disgust with, be honest, like, how dumb do you have to be not to understand what I'm saying, my nigga? This is the look that French Reggie gave, be honest, when be honest asked him that question, when. And again, I told you, prodigy, y'all.
The win part of it is anybody, whether it's the cops or whoever's, you're just giving your phone, you're just making your phone more vulnerable. Like, for example, with my insurance company, right, they have the safe driving thing. Right, if I unlock that feature,
yes.
But my phone, but now they always have my location everywhere I go.
Right.
So now I'm like, if I keep that feature on,
yeah.
Now even my insurance company knows
every state. Only your insurance company.
But
knows.
That's what I'm saying. When you let that feature on the Hey Siri thing, whoever wants your shit, even now my insurance shit's on. Even by unlocking that feature, even now
it's not permanently unlocked, French Reggie.
But for that moment, that's all I'm saying. Whoever wanted to hack you,
I said when you said to hack you, but you're hack when? Hack what?
His answer was anybody. You said when. This nigga said anybody.
Whoever's trying to hack you.
Hack you how? They can't. You cannot be hacked that way.
So why would they just hack you all of a sudden then?
Like a nigga following you
so
in
what
a van?
I'm just saying. I'm just saying, hold on, let's go. I'm just saying you should not keep your phone. Your phone should be as private as possible.
Maybe the listeners are confused too. Maybe they're. So look, I'm going to ask like this. Okay, so when you're setting the feature up, is that when you can be hacked? Right when you set it up? Or when you say, hey Siri, I'm being pulled over by the police?
My only thing is... That's why I stopped myself, because my only where I was going with it.
You
is,
didn't stop yourself, by the way.
Yeah, I did. I was not like, now you know. I was going. And I was like, oh, nah, anyway, they can always check your shit. They can always check your shit because he asked.
What are you
question.
Talking about? They can always check your shit. Who? When?
Forget about it. No. Just move on the topic.
Just move on the topic.
So when you're setting up the feature, is that when they can hack you from that point on, or when you say, "Hey Siri, I'm being pulled over by the police"? At that point, they can hack you.
Is it when you've actually recorded the file and you're sending it to your emergency contact?
I'm just trying to figure out where's the point of demarcation? Where are you saying you can be hacked?
That's my shit.
Once the Hey Siri, I'm getting pulled over, because that's when everything is not allowed to be open to
when
be
you're
accessed.
Saying, and when you're saying open, meaning that your phone is unlocked.
Yes, your phone is unlocked, but every other all your other apps is also now automatically unlocked to that feature.
And somebody I'm at home and I know somebody just did it. How would I first know that they initiated the Hey Siri, I'm being pulled over thing? And then how would I then hack them from
There's
here?
There's got to be a scanner app, like scan the area, the neighborhood.
And I got you with that. And all I was,
could you please repeat it?
See?
And all I was saying is, most people like to keep everything as private as possible on their phone, regardless whether they get hacked or not. And that's all I'm saying. Once that feature is on, that's a moment of vulnerability. So that's all I was trying to say.
So when,
not saying you will automatically get hacked. All I'm saying, that's a moment which, you know, if there was someone, that's all I was saying.
So with the app, right, what happens is it's only certain things that it turns on, right? It turns on a recorder. It turns on do not disturb, so calls can't come in to you during that time frame, so you can just get the recording. Once you stop
turns
the recording,
on your location.
So it turns on the location, and then once you stop the recording, right? You know what I'm saying? Then it just do the features that it needs to. It's just like, you know, send the shit out and do all of that. You know what I'm saying? I was about to compare the shit to doing some set of a program on a computer or whatever, but it does that, and it turns all the features back to normal. You know what I'm saying? That you had before. Okay. Before the recording.
From Reggie, I know we talked about a lot of that, right? And, you know, you're worried about the privacy, but would you rather get shot and not have nobody know?
That's why, before I even finished my sentence, I stopped myself. I was like, regardless.
You thought it was dumb.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And then y'all just kept asking more questions into it.
I know it. It's okay.
It's our fault.
It's my bad. Our bad.
Yeah, it is.
Our bad.
So I was wasting 10 minutes.
So, you know, what the guy Peterson was saying who wound up creating the list.
It's like I tried to surrender right away.
But y'all niggas was going in.
For real.
You wouldn't let me surrender.
I caught myself.
So what they were saying, it came up with the shortcut. Now you can go through the long way to kind of set the shit up, but he came up with a way where it's the shortcut kind of set the shit up to kind of give you that equivalent to, you know, a police body cam. So now you have a civilian, you know, somewhat video of what actually happened on the scene. You know what I'm saying?
So you just touch the camera.
Because not all the time you really get the body cam footage and shit like that. We recently been getting a lot of the body cam shit, but there's some shits that motherfuckers say the camera went on, whatever.
That just happened in L.A. with a shooting with an 18-year-old boy.
You know,
man, I think we should all start wearing the little vest like they got, or they click their phone into it. I think as soon as you get pulled over, just click that shit in yours and turn that shit on.
I think what's going to happen.
And if you pull it out, it stops recording and sends the file.
No. What might happen too is that I'm thinking some the car carriers might start creating some shit. The car manufacturers. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I think they'll probably start creating something where you might have something either one. It might be two cameras. It could be one that's facing, you know, front view, like over the hood,
like
and
built
then
in
one
that,
side,
like
dash cam. So well, you can be able to record that shit.
My car already has cameras. Most new cars do have cameras. The ones that have like the self-driving stuff, they have cameras in them already. They're just not made for recording people in the audio, but that's, I mean, that seems like an easy feature to.
Sure. You can hack a Tesla.
Yeah.
I've seen it online. You can hack a Tesla and all their cameras.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Go ahead. Yeah. So when you say what I was kind of curious because I'm out of space on my iPhone, right? So
your iCloud or your iPhone?
I don't know. Did you know the answer or were you just asking him?
Answer to what?
To if you didn't have any storage. Because I think it won't work. He's about to ask you to.
It won't work. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, because I was like, this shit say I'm out of motherfucking storage, even like on pictures and shit like that.
Yeah.
But it still let me take pictures and hold the pictures.
Okay, so
iCloud.
There are two different things. So iCloud storage could be in the cloud, right? But your phone has a certain capacity on it as well. What it's saying is you have no more space to send pictures to iCloud. So you're saving them on your phone, but they're not being saved to iCloud.
Oh.
So now you may have, like, say you got 5,000 pictures in iCloud. You might have 9,000 pictures on your phone, but only 5,000 were able to be saved, and they're not going to save anymore. That's done. Until you remove some stuff from iCloud, download it to your computer or whatever, you're not going to be able to store anymore in iCloud.
Okay. All right, unless you go
by. And if you got pulled over by the police, that recorder would just sit on your phone. It would still record it and sit on the phone, but it wouldn't be able to send it. If it has to send through iCloud. If it doesn't have to send through iCloud, then it probably will.
So, you know, when the police shoot you and take your phone, then it doesn't really matter.
So my thing, because I've been seeing
Since you're so secretive, your girl will never be able to get in your phone.
Yeah, well, my daughter knows my shit, so, you know.
But your daughter's not your girl.
It don't matter. It fucking no shit, Sherlock. But she knows my shit. If something happened to me, you know, I got family members that know my codes to my phones and things like that. So do you want
us to bail you out if you ever got any issues?
Absolutely. I will want you to.
You don't want to sit in there?
Could I phone a friend? Who could I phone that would actually help me?
I just want to.
Brent, you ain't got a job. Nigga, so I'm going to have to ask the two guys that got a job.
You ain't gave me no codes to no phone. I mean, you giving niggas codes to phone. Call them niggas.
So, J-Mac,
call your daughter.
No, you J-Mac. Did say you said you got people that know
J-Mac,
codes to your phone in case something happened to you.
Right.
I haven't ascended to that level. So
J-Mac, it is. It's the Jesus Christ cross. You know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't say that out loud because somebody may be listening.
There you go. It's the cross, J-Mac. There you go. And you got the code. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, technology, man, it's crazy how it's taking over. You know what I'm saying?
What?
So that's a good thing. I'm thinking that might be a good thing for.
Well, it's a bad thing that you fucking even have this thing, right? I mean, that's the bigger thing, that you have to have an app to tell fucking someone, hey, I'm getting pulled over and might be killed. Fucking make sure you record and send this to my loved one as my fucking last will and testament.
But I think about, you know, driving now, right? As of lately, with
all
the shit
that's going on,
it's a little different when
I'm
driving.
It's a little scary.
Because I'm like, you just never know. And every time I pass a cop, even though I'm like, I don't have shit on me, but you just never know. Like,
you know why it's scary to me?
Motherfucker's having a bad day.
Because you got weed in the car?
No, that's not it. Oh. It's because that's not it. It's the fact that I see all these videos.
You live in your county, you're straight with the weed in the car.
I don't know.
Same for mine.
Hey, it's the videos I see of police fucking up white people. and so
that's what hurts your feelings?
No, that's what scares me. Why are you such a bitch, nigga? Why are you always trying to make it seem like I'm fucking
I'm worried about white people.
Okay. I'm not always on white people's side, nigga. What the fuck?
I just wanted to verify something. You calling me a fool bitch.
Yeah, because you always trying to come after me with that white people shit.
Hold on, calm down. Hey, that was, I want to say, J-Mac, that was the host on the show. That was a bit harsh.
That was rough.
And it's a lot of maturity come from me, right? You know, but I think that was.
No,
I think you owe him an apology.
It was
nigga, the tone was everything.
That
so
was rough.
I was like, God damn.
Yeah, everybody looked at each other.
I just be feeling like he be trying to be coming with me on an extra the white people shit, nigga. He don't even really know, nigga.
You two niggas just smoked together. You know what I'm saying? And he came for you a little bit. And he ain't know that shit was coming. You call him a fool bitch.
Well, look, hey, no, honestly, Jamie Mack has been fun. He on Juneteenth, he got at me. Like, I think he's going through some stuff. This man.
What happened on Juneteenth?
He cut my throat in Slack, man.
That's not true.
Tell
this
you,
is,
man.
This is not true.
Jamie Mack is going through some stuff because he's 0-60 real quick.
This is not true.
Real
okay,
quick.
Let's go back to this. What did you say, Fridge Reggie?
I just wanted to say.
What did I say? What did you say to me?
I said it hurt your feelings.
See, hurt my feelings. My feelings are hurt because of white people.
Why are you mad again? You're mad again.
Because you said that. You said what's crazy, what scares you is now you seeing white people dying. I was like, yo, you seeing black people dying by the cops didn't scare you enough? You need to see white people. So that's why I wanted to verify.
Are white people dying by the cops?
Because that's
seen
what
videos
said.
Of it?
No.
Getting fucked up. Getting beat up. Yeah. Right.
So, but I guess it was too nuanced for you.
But it wasn't that. I didn't take it as seriously as you took it. Did you take it? You said, like.
Again, I'm not talking for advocating for white people. Mm-hmm. That's not what this is about.
I'm not saying you were.
You were. You said my feelings were hurt.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know if that equals.
Because my feelings are hurt.
Because I thought.
Because white people are getting fucked up. Now I'm crying. Because white people are getting fucked up. Black people are getting fucked up because now, but now white people are getting fucked
that's
up.
That's why my feelings I was verifying, bro.
Well, why would you even get that? Where would you get that from?
I didn't assume that he was calling you a
Uncle Tom.
A white, what is it?
A white apologist?
A white lover.
Yeah, I wasn't saying all that.
Well, then what were you saying?
You started the sentence.
It's too late. Now you already called him a bitch. It doesn't even matter what he's saying.
But you started the sentence saying, what scares me now is seeing white
was
people
getting
beat
up. Was he holding himself like that?
No. Seeing white people getting beat up by the cops. I'm like, hold up. So in my head I was like, when you saw black people getting killed by the cops, that didn't scare you? So I wanted to, so I asked you. So now seeing the white people getting beat up, are your feelings
so
hurt?
So you gotta understand. So you gotta understand, J-Mac.
What my feelings gotta do with anything? What are you talking about?
Because you said you were scared.
Okay, but my feelings are hurt.
You the one said your feelings were hurt.
No, I did said not. Feelings were hurt. He said
no, I did
scared.
Not.
You need to talk into the microphone and stop talking
inside
of it.
I never said nothing about my feelings being hurt
said
about nothing.
Scared. I said feelings.
Scared. Right. Okay, scared is a feeling. I'm sorry.
But my feelings are hurt.
Am I a bitch too?
Your feelings not hurt. I asked a question. I didn't say your feelings were hurt. I asked you if your feelings were hurt.
He didn't ask. It was a question.
Yeah. But it was still
and
slick.
And then you can't. No.
Oh my
but
goodness.
But you took it like that.
But it was still slick.
You can't. Nigga. Yeah.
Jay, you know about slick.
I wasn't even trying.
But you were.
Like, that wasn't designed for me.
But slide shit in, though. He did hit you with an uppercut.
I'm going to tell you something.
He tried to be slick and hit you with a quick jab, but nigga, you came full over the top, bitch. Boom. It's like, stopped him in his track. I was like, damn, that's a bit harsh. I mean, you could apologize to him.
What were you even saying?
Look at him and tell him that.
I'm sorry for intrusion.
Let me tell you how brutal.
You accept this apology?
Yeah.
Let me tell you how brutal it was when you said bitch. I didn't even hear anything else you said because I was stuck on bitch.
I was like, damn, man. Be honest, look. I'm like, god damn, that was a bit rough. Because again, it never had anything with me being.
You're gonna explain it again,
please. Let me explain because he had a question, right?
Yeah, but what the you fuck? You didn't answer his question.
Well, my question was, it's. I don't understand your concept, but how you didn't get what I'm saying? Okay, sure. Black people have been getting fucked up by police. Sure, that is something that scares people, but have. The fact that they don't give two fucks about fucking up white people now, too.
Not right? Now. They've always fucked up white people.
But I think it's more, well, I guess
you've seen videos.
I guess more.
White people are turning their cameras on, too, now, because it's like, okay, well, black people can have all the fun.
I saw him drag a fucking white amputee and fucking pepper spray this nigga.
You think that was the first time somebody white got drugs?
Yeah, no, I don't know. But to me, I don't see it. Yeah. I didn't know. I thought all
we've watched it for years on cops.
But I thought white privilege was white privilege.
Cops is only about white people.
So it's not white privilege now. That pastor said it's a white blessing. He said it's a white blessing. Did y'all hear that? Did y'all hear about that? The pastor, and I was going to speak about the pastor in Atlanta say, hey, he looked at it. He was talking to the motherfucking rapper. I can't think of his name right now. I get it in a minute.
Macklemore?
No. And so he said he looked at it. Don't look at it as white privilege. Look at it as white blessing.
Little half dead.
No. Go ahead, J-Mac.
Let's get done with that topic. I want to talk about have you guys noticed since Memorial Day has been fireworks every night?
Nigga.
Not on my side.
Nigga, everywhere. Nigga, sound like guns.
Okay,
well, I'm confused. No, be honest if it's guns and fireworks.
I did notice that. And I thought it was Juneteenth, right?
No. So Memorial Day started. I remember hearing it the day before Memorial Day. I was like, okay. Because here's the reason why I'm hyper-focused on this. My little dog, Mosley, does not fuck with gunshots. He does not fuck with firecrackers, thunder, none of that shit, right? So when I take him out to walk, I have to make sure that it's not raining, thundering, none of that stuff. If we're outside, on a holiday, I gotta be really surgical with his shit because as soon as those firecrackers start going off, he's like, fuck that, I'm going in the house. He'll take off. So every fucking night he's been taking off. So every night since Memorial Day, there's been fireworks every single night.
Right.
Some nights it sounds like gunshots.
A lot of nights it sound like gunshots.
Depending on how close it is.
Right.
So I was thinking,
you know, maybe just like I put it out of my mind. Like, fuck, it's kind of annoying because every night now these fucking niggas out here shooting fireworks for no reason.
Right.
It's not even a holiday, right?
How much fireworks could you have?
So then something popped up in a forum. Reported from Brooklyn, there was yet another night of extremely loud fireworks starting at 8 p.m. and ending about 2 a.m. This is the second week straight of this. Every night during the same time period, like clockwork. That's Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, New York?
Yes.
Whoa.
Yep. And down here, I'm seeing, I saw Houston. I'm trying to get back to where it is. I can't see it on my Twitter now. But there were like seven cities, yep. And they're all saying the same shit. And now y'all three are also saying it too. Yeah. There's something going on, man.
Yeah, it's, I read something online similar to that shit, what you were talking about. And I was just like wondering why all of a sudden the fireworks now. And there's some cities that have banned the fireworks, where they confiscated a lot of the fireworks and shit like that.
Well, I thought it was Juneteenth, right? I mean, that's kind of when I Memorial Day. I don't think I noticed it since then, but I know Juneteenth, I noticed it. All this weekend, I noticed it. And a lot of times it was guns, too. You could tell that it was guns.
So last night was the loudest I've ever heard fireworks in my entire life. These are different people now. The media is reporting that this is black and brown kids blowing off steam, but I don't believe that's the case. My neighbors, I believe, is part of a coordinated attack on black and brown communities by government forces, an attack meant to disorient and destabilize the Black Lives Matter movement. I'm not sure how that would be. The goal, we think, is multifaceted. Sleep deprivation as a means to create confusion and stoke tensions between black and brown people. Desensitization as a means to get used to the sounds of firecrackers and other fireworks. Then they would start using the real artillery on us, and we don't know the difference. It's meant to sound like a war zone, because a war zone is what it's about to become.
Wait a minute. That makes no sense.
No, they're saying getting used to hearing boom, boom, boom. No, so I know. When you hear that, you're not like, I know, the but fuck
it,
was that?
But if you start seeing fucking buildings explode, I think that's...
No, they're talking about like going to neighborhoods and shooting motherfuckers up, and you're like, oh, that's no big deal. Yeah.
That'd be wild.
We think this is because there's wouldn't no way the in the world time. Young black and brown people would otherwise have access to these professional fireworks. These are Macy's July 4th. And see, that's what I'm saying. It's loud shit.
Did you post something about fireworks on the Twitter?
It ain't no it ain't no M80s. This is real fireworks.
Right.
Yeah. Every fucking night.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something is going on, man.
You're right, because I saw a tweet today that said somebody said they just gave the kids the fireworks.
So because I know a while ago they wound up passing a law where we could pop, at one point in time, it used to be off limits to pop fireworks. And then I think they wound up passing a law saying it's okay. And then you could buy some of the shit in some of the grocery stores. And remember, we used to have to go to Alabama.
These are
South Carolina to get the good shit.
These are real fireworks. You know what I'm saying? These aren't what you buy at the fireworks store. These aren't Roman candles type shit. Right. This is real shit. Like the New York
Times. Yo, you're right. Everybody's talking about that.
That's what I'm saying. The New York Times was reporting on it as a culture clash. So first of all, the New York Times is reporting on it. On fireworks?
Right.
Yeah, somebody even said why fireworks are getting more news than mysterious lynchings. Like that's how much people are talking
every
about
every fucking
it.
Night is fireworks.
So is it possible it's just a distraction diversion?
I don't know, man. It's not. This wasn't a topic because I don't know anything.
Right.
Man. But I just wanted to get y'all aware of it, and I wanted the listeners to be aware of it, so maybe we can come back in a couple of weeks with some more information, because it cannot be just these five cities I'm seeing on Twitter and then our city every night, and then y'all also hearing it.
And see, again, I thought it was Juneteenth, and I was ready to get out there with him then. You know what I mean? Because I've been that guy before. Yeah. He had 11 o'clock at night, you know, still firing, you know, on a fourth or
they're
whatever.
They're going to happen tonight. You'll hear them in a couple hours.
I've been, you know, still going, and the police have to come and say, hey, man, it's time to shut it down. And we still out there fucking doing shit.
I wonder, is it a cutoff time to pop fireworks?
I think there's, I think know, it's like North, 10 or
something. Yeah, North, I think it's
like 9 or 10 or something like that.
Bro, this is very, very fucking weird. It doesn't make any sense because I don't know what they could possibly be using it for. But
well, the sleep deprivation thing is I don't, you know, if you
they
can
distract us enough with this fucking thing
right.
with sleep deprivation, they don't need to put the fireworks part of the plan.
But I'm just saying,
like this fucking thing, listeners, I'm talking about cell phone.
Yeah, like you, I mean, the whole, that's a lot of money. Fireworks ain't cheap. If you've ever bought, like, you know, like I can get like fucking 24 mortars, that shit's gonna cost me over almost fucking $200.
The actual cops are doing the fireworks in Harlem. So now here we go. The actual cops are doing the fireworks in Harlem. It's two different groups. They got caught the other day in the neighborhood I'm in, and they haven't been back since. Like, do you have evidence of this? The fireworks in Harlem have been awful, keeping the babies up. Like, these are multiple people saying this. So, like, it's not just me, and it's not just New York.
And it's not, yeah, that's what I was gonna say. It's not just New York. So, I don't know, man. That's some weird shit. But I don't understand, again, like, what the purpose is.
Chicago. Yes, we are. I live in Chicago, and they started right after the protest begun. Everyone I ask is clueless. I'm telling you, man, every city, there's Chicago, New York, Atlanta, Houston. It doesn't even matter.
So that they could, I mean, okay, so how many attacks could be carried out? You know, I mean,
it's at once.
Well, before we would know that, you know, before the word would get out, like they're just going into fucking, you know, neighborhoods, assassinating everybody, you know, under the cover of fucking fireworks and shit.
Yeah, that seems far-fetched. But I'm just saying, why, though? That whole thing about the gunshots and we get used to it, that seems a little far-fetched if that's the reason why. But why, though? Why else would they have fireworks every fucking night? There's no Braves game every night. Like during the month of July, sometimes around July 4th, like maybe the five games around July 4th,
right,
there'll be fireworks every single right game. You know what I'm saying? But they're all at about the same time, and they're all, you see them in the same part of the sky every night. This is in multiple places. It's not the same right area. Sometimes it's really close. Sometimes it's really far away.
Well, the video that I saw, it was the fire department that were letting it off, and they were right out in front of the fire station. I forget where it was at. That might have been New York or it might have been Florida. I don't remember.
Apparently, there was 21 shootings over the weekend in New York too. We talk about all these fireworks.
Somebody got a sign up on their house: "Stop traumatizing black neighborhoods with fireworks." Weird. Anyway, that's all. That's all I want. I don't have any information on it because it's puzzling to me. So
how late have they gone here?
It's not late. It's only like maybe because I walk my dogs at the same time. So I would say between 9 o'clock and midnight.
Right.
I've heard them after 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, and that's what I haven't seen them because, you know, I remember A-Love saying, okay, at least they stopped. I remember her specifically going, damn, at least they stopped. And I remember her saying, damn, Juneteenth is over too, right? Like, because it was past Juneteenth. And I remember some of that shit, I was like, hey.
They was popping on Saturday. Like, it was not loud, nigga. Like,
but some of that shit was not fireworks at all. You could tell, like, by the rapid fireness of.
Yeah, I was like.
Everybody,
I'm like, what the hell are they lighting it? Like, you know, back in the day, you could light, even today, you can just light a whole pack of firecrackers and it go, you know what I'm saying? But it did sound like guns and shit like that.
Yo, well, since we're in that topic about what the fuck is going on with the world, how's y'all service been? Y'all cell phone service.
Service been great. Hey, French Reggie, I'm sorry.
Spotty.
I'm sorry.
Sorry. Oh, you finally saying it the right way? Thank you.
Because he wasn't looking at me at first. Hold on. Call his ass to the carpet. Yeah, he was being a big fucking baby about it. So now that he's going to come back, you know, you got to stand like a man and say sorry. Yeah,
tell him to look at you and say it.
Because he didn't look at me when he said it the first time. Yeah. Now he finally looked at me.
Did you hear me though?
So did you.
He was allowed to hear
you. But you got to look at me. I got to see your eyes. Your eyes are the windows of the soul. So I got to see you.
Just like I saw your eyes when you came with that fucking slick shit.
Oh, here we go. So you're really not really sorry. Yeah,
it's all good.
Sorry, but not sorry.
I'll charge you to the game. So you said you got good service. What about you?
It's okay today, but my AT&T was acting up.
So
my personal is T-Mobile. Uh-huh. My work is motherfucking AT&T. So the AT&T was acting up tonight.
Okay, you know, so Jamie Mack said he has AT&T and his is good. I have T-Mobile and mine's trash, and your T-Mobile is good.
When you say trash, okay, what do you say? What do you guys? Bro, what's happening with your shit?
It took me 10 minutes to send Beyonce a text
on cellular data.
At his own spot. Yeah.
And the other day I couldn't call in or out. I couldn't text in or out. If I was on Wi-Fi, it worked. If I wasn't on Wi-Fi, I couldn't do anything.
Somebody told me earlier tonight Sprint is still having some problems with their phones.
Well, Sprint is now T-Mobile.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and Metro as well.
They still switching some of the shit over. You know what I'm saying?
See, that's what I assumed.
Like
it was.
Names, like even with, like I walked into the sign said T-Mobile store, but you on the sign, it said T-Mobile, but you go to the store, it still has Sprint. And then I said, so I want to talk about my phone. And they said, well, we still got Sprint. What the fuck y'all got T-Mobile here then? Like, the whole store should be looking like T-Mobile. Right. But they said it won't happen like that. The store won't switch over until July sometime.
And also, too, you got to think Corona like, and stuff like that.
Nah, fuck that shit. Back. Don't put the sign up then.
I mean, they just got back to work.
That's bullshit.
But, okay, so we here in this table already have cell phone service problems. A bunch of other people are having the same issue. Somebody had posted something, and I had to go look it up. But that person had said everyone was having phone disruptions earlier this week. They were adding COVID-19 trackers to our phones. If you have an Android phone, go under settings, then Google settings, and it's there. If you have an iPhone, go to setting, privacy, then health. I went and did down my phone, and I have a COVID-19.
It's called COVID-19 exposure logging. You can turn it on. You can turn it off. Right? And that wasn't on my phone two weeks ago.
I don't know if it was or not. I just did an update, though.
You had an update come out of nowhere?
No, not out of nowhere. It happens periodically. That's how they.
That's how they put these things.
They incrementally.
Are you sure
phones.
You didn't have it a week ago?
I had an update too. Just over the, like last week or something.
Okay,
like
so I just sent everybody in a group chat a video, and it just took me about I don't know. It was a 14-second video. It took about 40 seconds.
I didn't get it.
It just said now, so it just went through, and it took about 40 seconds to load up or. Go from
saying,
sending.
And what are you saying?
My service seems okay. Now, your guys' shitty shit may take like another 5 minutes to receive it.
I just
well,
got
you
it.
A bitch. You gonna call my service shitty? You a bitch. How that fit?
I liked it, man.
You liked
sorry,
that? Yeah, it felt good?
Sorry, yeah.
Right?
All right. Only a bitch would take it fucking the wrong way.
Punk bitch. I did notice that day. I don't know that it's necessarily true that that was the day that thing popped up because I don't go into settings privacy because mm-hmm. I have my shit set like I
but
want.
But it had to be recently because COVID-19 is something
yeah, right.
of this year.
It's
so,
possible.
So but regardless, it's recent.
But there's a lot of tracking things that you can turn on your phone or not turn on that are right. already on your phone. I just feel like this is in that bucket, right? This is in that bucket of shit that you can...
Smooth wasn't paying attention. Please tell him where how
you
to
said,
get to
you said privacy.
No, that's
are
for
you
iPhone.
On an iPhone?
No, he's on Android.
He said go to settings and Google settings or something.
Yeah, if you got an Android, you go to settings, then Google settings, and you'll see it there. It's called COVID-19 exposure logging.
You don't see it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. Right?
It's exposure notification.
Is it on or off?
Yours is off, right? Or was it automatically on?
Turn off.
His shit was already on.
You see? Was yours already on when you checked?
Mine was not on.
Mine was off too when I checked.
So yours is on right now.
Yeah, that shit is on. I ain't even turned that shit on.
So what it says underneath it, for the listeners, it says you cannot turn on exposure logging without an authorized app installed that can send exposure notifications. When enabled, iPhone can exchange random IDs with other devices using Bluetooth.
Ideas?
IDs. ID. The random ID your device collects or stored in exposure logging for 14 days. This exposure log allows an app you authorize to notify you if you may have been exposed to COVID-19. If you are diagnosed with COVID-19, you can choose to share your own device random IDs with the authorized app so it can notify others anonymously.
So this to me sounds like a fucking amazing thing.
Well, first of all, I want to say this. I don't know that it happened that day.
Yeah.
So I don't. I'm not claiming that it happened that day. It could have just been the last update, and you know they don't need to tell you because it's in the little notes. Who reads the notes?
Right. Yeah.
So I'm not willing to get on paper and say that I think it happened that day. But I do see a problem with it. So I do want to still talk about this as a topic. I just don't. I don't know that I'm giving it to that day. That day was just fucked up. I think.
Fair right. enough.
So to me, what are we talking about here? I mean.
So it's a good idea to you.
To me, okay, so you have the random identifier, right? Which is like the same thing that freaking Apple Pay uses, right? You don't have a particular number.
It's not you.
Number.
They will never
right,
know it's you.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not something. It's constantly changing so that it's yeah. hard to be hacked or whatever the case may be. But if I want to let people know I got that shit or I've had that shit and I was just around you, you might want to be careful because you have fucking... Whatever.
So instead of staying your dumb ass at home while you got it, you're going to go out and just use your phone?
I didn't know. I just found out. I've been out fucking running around.
You just knew.
I just found out. I just got tested.
So you, okay. You're
I'm asymptomatic. I'm not D.L. Hughley. D.L. Hughley.
Then you're going to turn it on and just still fuck around town or are you going home?
I feel fine.
No, nigga. If you just find out you got it, you got to go home and quarantine for 14 days. You can't just...
So then the fucking test is stupid then, right? So that it's fucking...
The tracker is dumb. It's not for what you think it is. That's what I'm saying. Anybody who has that shit should have their ass at home. So there's no reason to have a tracker on.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So then what is the purpose of it then? What are we actually trying to monitor?
People's. I like conspiracy, B.
This ain't a conspiracy.
What is it then?
It's factual.
So what is it about then?
I'm asking. I didn't say that it was for something. I'm asking, what is it for?
It's a bunch of different devices that's supposed to track you for COVID-19. Even that NBA ring shit now they're talking about.
Oh, yeah. But that's not for us. That's for basketball players.
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to start with them and eventually it's going to be go to the common
people.
You think
people buy the rings?
So, yeah. But, so this is crazy, right? This is the start of that shit. Be honest. We used to talk about some shit in earlier podcasts.
You and I?
With the podcast, we used to talk about what if they had some shit that you can scam motherfuckers and tell what they got and all this shit on them. You know what I'm saying? When you meet motherfuckers. This is the beginning of that shit, possibly. You know what I'm saying? Nigga.
So should we sue?
I was about to say, I fucking like, want this some fucking this, proprietary
this,
rights.
Yeah, this is like medical shit. So, but it's saying that you can request to give, to share your shit. I don't know, but it looked like the shit was already on mine. Like, so, I didn't turn it on.
Yeah, because you,
so the fact got, that it's on your it. Phone, I think, because you still have to turn it on, right?
Well,
I
mean, see, here's the thing, right?
If you don't, then it doesn't matter.
You have to turn it on and download the app. Okay. So they say. My thing is, so if I turn this on, download this app, does that mean that when I walk it, or if I'm getting close to an area that somebody who has COVID, does it tell me, hey, man, yep. don't go there?
It says, yeah. this app can notify you if you've been near someone who reported having COVID-19.
So already near or about to go near. I want that motherfucker to guess where I'm going.
Hey, this should be like the fucking GPS, like, you know, the GPS tracking.
Yeah,
like
45 wait. Minutes to get home today. Like,
hey, 10 minutes to a COVID zone.
Nigga, you, hey, look.
Wow. Don't go east, my nigga.
Right. Like, you know, when they say, you know, there's a delay. You know what I mean? You are on the fastest route. They'd be like, you're on the safest route. Like, you know, this way, nigga, you wanted to go, nigga. There's like 9 incidences of COVID that way.
Here's my issue, right? Here's my issue. Let's say that it becomes something that has to do with getting jobs or something else. Having, if your phone says that you had it, now does that prevent you from doing stuff like going to the grocery store? What, like, will it, like, you can't get in the grocery store because we know you've had it.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying?
Now they can check.
Here's the problem, right? Let's just say you're on the expressway, which is densely packed sometimes, and you're in a car right beside somebody with COVID. Is the tracker going to know? Is it intelligent enough to know you're on the freeway, or is it going to think you're in a building 6 feet from somebody,
right?
Or 10 feet from somebody?
That's a good point.
And if you're in a building 10 feet away, you might get that shit. If you're in two different cars on the freeway, you're not going to get that shit. Right. It'd be really odd if you did get that shit.
He's such a goofball.
That would be really, really odd if you did get that shit.
No, but, I mean,
I'm not mad at the technology. What I'm mad at is how it's going to be used in the future, because in China, they not letting motherfuckers in grocery stores.
Yeah.
And I said that, you know, it was cool, but I should have said that I won't be turning that bitch on.
No.
I'm not. I won't be using that. I'm not that worried whether or not I've been around a COVID member or not. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay.
I'm telling you, I've already been, I know I've already been around motherfuckers that have had COVID.
Ooh.
The dude that I work with.
Did he ever come back?
Yeah. Two dudes. So one.
But he
so
did
one
his
dude,
quarantine and shit.
Yeah. No. He did not do his quarantine. He came back from New York. His quarantine, he was sick for a week. And then he came back to work. And I mean, then he had a cough. No, like dead ass for like 3 weeks. And I remember thinking, dude, I remember saying out loud, like, dude, you still.
How dare you mention him first?
I already know, but I had
this nigga came from Wuhan.
Yeah,
how you gonna not pick him first?
And we smoked like the first night back,
and they wouldn't let this nigga go back. He's talking about black people. No, it's not black. You,
he
nigga,
said y'all smoked together.
Yeah, like so
oh,
the
you talking about this nigga. Yeah. Oh yeah, I thought you were talking about somebody else. Like this nigga, you did. I know we all got it somehow.
And then
you got checked. They say you asymptomatic.
Nah, I
don't. Oh, I thought you said that.
I'm
earlier.
Not doing that. Test is like they go up in your nose.
So yeah, they go way. That motherfucker, that thing look like, you know,
I'm good.
The nose. That shit look like, it like the shit they stick through the head, that Q-tip it, like the head
here's
of your
the,
finger.
Here's the thing, right? So you take the test. They say you got it. Then what? There's no medicine. What's the point of taking the test?
It was a lady quarantine. On the news, be honest. It was a lady on the news that she tested positive first, and then she tested again, and it came back that she was negative.
Here's my thing, right?
Did she quarantine after 14 days?
No, this is the same test, like right after each other.
Right, here's my thing, though, right? So 14 days about is how long you'll have this shit, right? So if you're asymptomatic, that means you're only going to infect motherfuckers for 14 or so days, and then it's over with. So, I just ride with it, man.
It hurt. I feel like I'm helping the hurt.
If I feel sick, I'll stay home.
Yeah.
And if I'm asymptomatic, I can only infect people for 14 days. I feel like that's a limited infection rate.
Hey, a lot
I'm
of people
I'm not taking no dumbass test that I can't. There's not like medicine for it. It's a dumb. It's dumb to take the test.
I don't even know if the tests are right.
I agree with Trump on this.
I don't know about that.
More tests mean more negatives. I mean more positives.
So yeah. Less testing.
No, what does the test matter? There's no medicine for it. Listen to my first part of my statement. I go take the test. They say, you got it, man.
And then you go home.
How long have I had it? We don't know. So this might be my 14th day. It might be.
But you got to start 14 over.
But what you can do is this right here. You can kind of gauge too how many motherfuckers, I guess, is still out there possibly with the shit. You know what I'm saying?
You have some type of data.
So when you don't take it, you have no data.
I got to sacrifice the skin between my nose and my brain for them to have some data. Fuck their data.
Because they can do it through blood too, right?
That's they the don't best. Have to.
I think what this the nose was is the best one, right? Or is the
blood? That's what they say.
Well, the blood can tell if you've ever had it. I think that's
I just don't trust motherfuckers. Like, I feel like they're gonna lie and say that I got it when I don't. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like motherfuckers that have been like famous, they're just like, yeah, you got it.
Two things I'm not taking. I'm not taking the test and I'm not taking the vaccine.
The first one, the second one.
Me neither. I ain't taking the vaccine. Now, I don't know about the test, but if it had to come down to it for me to take the test, I might consider. I don't know. I'm just saying might. I'm not.
Give me your reasons why you might
If you've been around somebody that somebody knows, they might make him take the test.
They can't make you.
I'm just saying. Now, I'm not saying I think the nose shit would hurt, but I'm saying I'm not turning
why?
It off.
Why would you take the test?
Just to know my status.
For what?
Nigga, just in case.
So if you find out you're HIV positive, there's a next step, right?
Nigga, I want
rebuke that smooth. Yeah. Rebuke it smooth.
Okay.
I rebuke that in the name of Jesus.
We'll go with something that you already got.
Yeah.
Let's say you got herpes, right?
No, I don't have that. Don't say that shit either, man. I rebuke that shit. Don't put that shit out. Don't wish me no bad shit, man. You know what I'm saying?
Let's say you got herpes.
There's times I've been reckless, but nigga, I ain't that reckless. I tell motherfuckers, if my dick gets sick, you might well put the rest of me down, nigga. You might well put me down like a dog.
You test positive for HPV.
I'm not. STD. Chlamydia. No. Say chlamydia.
Okay, you test positive.
Because you can get rid of that shit,
you test positive for chlamydia. What is the next step?
Nigga, hey, I got to sit it down. Bodies. I got to sit it down. Treatment, yeah.
You take the treatment, right? Yeah. So you test positive for COVID. What's the next step?
Hey, ain't no treatment.
Just
right
go
now.
Home. I was going home anyway. I don't feel good, so I'm staying home. There's no difference in me not feeling good and staying my ass home and taking a test and staying my ass home.
Y'all niggas gonna stop putting that herpes shit on me too, dog.
Y'all have
to stop doing that shit because niggas will listen to the stuff. Nigga, I don't have it.
You said
niggas
your mom,
will listen. Niggas
you said
will
your,
listen.
You said your mother gave it to
you. No, don't do that.
You did
say
that.
Look, check this out. But y'all niggas talking about the dick herpes. You know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't talking about no cold sore.
Herpes is herpes.
So you want us to classify your herpes? You want us to specify what herpes you have?
Herpes simplex one,
nigga. The cold sore, nigga. Not no dick herpes. You know what I'm saying?
You got head herpes.
Okay, you got mouth herpes. Can we say mouth herpes?
No, nigga. All of it is fucking nasty. So, but yeah, nigga. Hey, but yeah, y'all gonna stop doing that because somebody we get new lists. They be like, yeah, damn, Jay Schmoo got herpes.
Okay, Jay Schmoo only has mouth Michael herpes Vick. as far as we know.
Dude, here, ladies, do not let Jay Schmoo go down on you. Because you're not sure if he just got through the outbreak or he's about to have an outbreak or nothing.
Make him shave that mustache first.
Yeah. Those are not hair bumps.
So, Jason, okay. What do you think?
About which one?
What are we talking about with the COVID-19 tracker?
I think, you know what? Well, you know, with everything that's going on right now, you know, with the phones and shit, right? We've already given these motherfuckers access to so much shit, right?
Uh-huh.
One more damn thing. I think it's a good and a bad, right? The good is you might want to know who the fuck got that shit so you can possibly stay away. But the bad is it's just more shit that they collect and more access to you and knowing. It's like the Kroger Plus card, right? They just want to know what the fuck your spending is like, right? You know what I'm saying? So they can market and do all other shit, right? So they want to know, you know what I'm saying, where the fuck you be in this shit. I don't know if them analogies really just go. But remember when motherfucker first started getting the Kroger Plus, a lot of niggas didn't want the Kroger Plus shit. They just did. They were like,
I don't remember anybody saying
I know a lot of people that discounts.
So they probably thought it was a credit card.
When they first went to it, a lot of folks didn't want them to say, hey, tracking my spending and shit. Hey, like, nah, I'm good. I don't want that shit. But now,
you
can't get the discount now. But hey, they made it a lot better over time where it was the discount. But when they first had it, it wasn't a lot of discount shit when they first
Kroger
did.
Kroger Plus is because the plus is the discount. Well, it's always been a discount.
But they ain't had that much shit like they do today.
Do you think with something like that now, it's going to even impact like health insurance? So like when you apply,
that's what I'm saying.
Cause like I'm about to get off my parents now because I'm getting that age.
26, bro.
Yeah. So it's like I'm trying to tell
my son, you're 26, man. Like you turn 26, that's nothing I can do.
I can't do nothing for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. It's.
I think it will. I think eventually it will. I think all that stuff matters. I think your health data is already there.
Yes.
And if they can start pulling that, if you give it to them,
well, right.
That's
because
what I'm thinking.
Your health data, like at a certain point, is going to be used against you. It's almost like Miranda rights, right? Like at certain point, they're going to say, oh, you know, we can't give you a job because of this, right? Yeah. Because you have this condition or, you know, whatever the case may be.
I think we're still going to have that in place where, you know, you have the HIPAA, the protection, your HIPAA? Rights are protected, where you don't have to disclose medical shit, you know what I'm saying?
But by turning that shit on you, you're disclosing.
It's not even about a job. So, for instance, you know, say someone who drives for a living, and they say something happened, and they say, okay, well, we're going to take your driver's license. Well, that's really your job, and that's not your job doing it, right, per se. Right. So it's not necessarily HIPAA related, but there's other things that they could put restrictions on that prevent you from doing what it is that is your job without your job being involved.
So this is about to get turn a different corner. It's about to turn weird. About to go zero dark 30 for a second.
Let's do it.
So all of this is what scares me about... Oh, I hate saying this. All this is what scares me about Trump not being the next president. Not being the next president.
Ask him about why.
No, because we all know Joe Biden is not lucid enough to be our leader. So what's going to really go into his place is a bunch of shit that they've been trying to pull over us on us for years and years and years. And they've had very little luck doing it, but it's the universal, the basic income,
making it all one,
all that. Yeah, man. All that shit is coming with Democrats.
What did you call it?
A little communism.
Oh,
a little communism.
Okay.
In a sense.
Okay. I'm really terrified, honestly, of the Democratic Party because that shit is
more so than the Russians.
Yeah, man. Russians just shoot you or something.
No, because Russians, I mean, when we say Russians, we're really talking about Trump because Trump is like a pseudo Russian.
Be honest. I'm just trying to.
Okay. He got Russian kids.
Yeah, keep talking because I'm trying to see where you're coming from.
Traditionally, the Republicans, their stance is less government, a lot less government. As a matter of fact, government should only serve the most basic needs of society, and everything else is on you. You got to build your own. You got to have your own, you know, bootstrap shit, right? And that is a little far. That's a little far right. However, the left side is on some crazy, wicked, like, if there is a conspiracy to believe, it's all on the left side. All that shit is. All the cover-ups and all the insurance shit, all of that stuff, all the government programs that really handicap you, all that shit is on the Democrat side, and I'm terrified by AOC and that group of thinking. They're just waiting on the opportunity to make us hate Trump so much that we're willing to take anything. I got a hat over there that says, anybody but Trump, 2020. Did you see that hat right there? Yeah. That whole mentality
is fucked up.
Terrifies me because I feel like that. I feel like anybody but Trump. But the other day, my wife asked me, so you're going to vote for Biden? I was like, ugh.
So for me, the way I was looking at it, I'm voting for Biden, but because I'm hoping his cabinet is the right type of cabinet.
But what I'm telling you is that his cabinet, he's fucking gone.
Who knows who Dr. Boyce Watkins is?
Yeah, I know Boyce Watkins.
Okay. So, you know, on his Twitter page, it says, let's make Black America great again, right? That's his slogan. Uh-huh. But he put out a tweet today and said, when hashtag Joe Biden becomes president, hashtag Black people will be in a great position. No mass incarcerations, substantial wealth increases, no more public shootings, no more death in Chicago, said no intelligent Black person ever.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. The Democrats are the ones who have fucked us in the ass
for
years.
Biden wrote the crime bill.
But here's the thing. This new Democrat, this new shit, this new Green Deal Democrat, that shit is even worse. It's more heinous and it's worse than before because now all those government plans and everything that we hated or that we've started to see the light on is now being force-fed to us in the light of we can't have Trump in office again. And I agree, we can't have Trump in office again, but I don't want them motherfuckers either because they're more terrifying. At least you know Trump is a fucking idiot and his actions are going to be self-serving. That we know. But when you start doing that Democrat side, those motherfuckers are...
They're also self-serving.
Pelosi's
scary though, right?
They're worse than self-serving. I mean, right now, there's this looming thing about pedophiles happening. That's all the left side.
Yeah.
I don't know that. I mean, that's a conspiracy, so I don't have any proof of it yet.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of shit. It's a lot of shit looming.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, for real.
It's a lot of shit looming. And that's all that liberal left side shit.
You're right about that part.
Well, no, I think it's the elite on the right side too.
Is it?
Trump, I think it's just the elite. Yeah, because Trump was involved in that shit too.
It's just the elites. It's just the elites.
Bruh, I'm just saying, man. It just, to me, it feels like that left side is wicked.
So be honest, you're saying that what I'm gathering with Trump, he's allowing everybody to motherfucking start being accountable and just start doing some shit for themselves. You know what I'm saying? Versus, you know, on the Democrats, handicapping us by
Let me correct you really early. I did not say Trump did shit because Trump is an idiot. I'm talking about the Republican Party traditionally is about small government and about the individual pulling themselves up and doing it on their own, the American dream.
And not handicapping them and shit like that.
Right. That's what the Republican Party traditionally is. And of course, in America, that means white people more so than it means black people because America has a history of bullshit. But the left side is even more crippling because they're like, no, you don't need to get a job. You don't need to have a man in the house. We're going to give you money.
But if you think about it, right, the left side is more, that's the kind of a fucked up way of thinking. But we've been programmed to think that that's the best way. Somewhat.
Yes.
Well, no, yeah, because King Kunta's definitely been programmed that. He's all Democrat.
If we remove Trump from the Republican Party, the Republican Party, I think, would be more about keeping America within the confines of what America always has.
Exactly.
The Democratic Party is going to sell our shit away for cheap. Pennies on the dollar. And that's what I'm terrified of, is that the Democratic side is getting ready to sell our ass in a handbasket.
Now, see, this is the problem that I have with the Democratic side. Like, they're fucking bunch of ass clowns. Did you see that picture on Juneteenth with them niggas in the fucking...
It wasn't Juneteenth, was it? Was it the Sikis on and shit?
Yeah.
That was when George Floyd died.
Yeah, that was George Floyd. They took a knee.
No. They were just posing. This was for Juneteenth, I think, too.
They did a dance or something?
No, they just had vests on and fucking, you know, an African garb and fucking African face mask and shit like this.
They were on one knee, right? Or no?
No, they were
didn't see it.
And it was all white folks, and it's Nancy Pelosi up in the front and all that. And I'm just like,
bro, I'm terrified.
You guys look like fucking ass clowns. Like, you know, no one knows you was, you know, this is not you. And we, come on, stop.
They're caping.
I mean, but you're doing too much though. Like, you, come on, we don't need all of that, bro.
I'm not saying the Republican Party is the way to go. I don't think they are either. I'm just telling you that I am more terrified right now of the Democratic Party than I am of the Republican Party.
Now, that's hard to say that because you heard what that nigga said this weekend.
Which nigga?
Trump.
See,
Trump is not Republican Party. Trump is Trump.
Yeah, I'm not talking about Trump. Trump is self-serving. He's an idiot. That's one guy. I'm talking about the entire Republican Party. And now, Republican Party...
But if he wins, that's him, though.
I understand. That's where I'm hurt.
This nigga said that, you know, with all these lunatics running around the street, it's fucking good thing that you can bear arms, right? Like... But see, the thing about it is What are you talking about, Frederick? Do you talk about the protesters? You talking about those lunatics that you should be able to get shoot them niggas?
Well, who said he's talking about the protesters?
Who else are they out in the streets?
There's some lunatics in the streets.
Nah, that's not in this case. Come on, we gotta be
nuance, French Reggie.
And exactly. That's the nuance. He said lunatics. It could be anybody.
But I agree though.
I know what you're saying, but technically.
So when he's talking to his supporters.
No, listen.
About what's going on outside. Mm-hmm. In the protest, and he calls people, he says lunatics.
He's about the cops.
Oh, that's what he was talking about.
Yeah,
I thought he was talking about the rap group.
Good thing we got guns, because all these lunatics.
He said the rap group.
That's the Saint Lunatics, by the way.
I thought he was talking about the loonies. I was like, man, I don't even know if they go by the lunatics, bro.
But he's talking about the cops. Good thing we have guns, because these lunatics out here killing people. You're right. I'm glad we do.
I guess if you take it that way.
That's what I'm saying. For that sentence.
That's what I thought he meant.
Is normal.
What do you mean normal, Frederick?
Because nothing this man says is normal.
That sentence is all about the Second Amendment, right? That's all I'm saying.
Kind of.
No, that's kind not. Of. That's
he used the Second Amendment to make a stab. It wasn't.
Frederick, that sentence is about getting the fucking racist white people fucking riled up to say, if these niggas act up in the street, fucking if they loot, we shoot.
If I take that same sentence and I don't tell them it's Trump, I take that same sentence and I tell it to somebody else, they could think the lunatics could be the cops.
This is is the
That's all I'm saying.
This is the brilliance of Trump.
That's all I'm saying.
That's what I meant.
By the sentence is normal.
That's all I'm saying. This is the brilliance of Trump. He does not say the words. He says the idea that gives the people who you say are his base power to then go out and say, the president say we shoot these motherfuckers.
Right.
But he didn't say that. So that's the brilliance of Trump.
He didn't say it. You know what another brilliant thing is he said this weekend? Is he said something about, he made a statement. Nobody disputed him. Therefore, must be true.
Must be.
Which one?
I don't know. Does he fucking matter?
I already said that he's the one that made Juneteenth popular.
So this is the thing. This is what, and, but if you think about his.
That's what he said.
This is what, if you.
Trump be. Well,
but his whole thing is like this.
But that's true though.
He puts so much shit out, right? So that if you fall for the bait, right? And you dispute every fucking nonsensical thing that you do, this is then now you're going to be fully distracted doing this all the fucking time.
But
if you don't do it, then he fucking uses that as a fucking victory. And it, therefore, listen, I'm true because these motherfuckers don't even want to say it. That's why he's been doing it the last three and a half years.
This is the brilliance of Trump. Tell me he didn't make Juneteenth more popular. He absolutely did. He absolutely did. White folks didn't know what the fuck Juneteenth was until he decided to have a rally on Juneteenth and black folks lost their mind.
Yeah.
And now everybody knows what Juneteenth was to the point where black folks were able to request a fucking day off of work.
Nike.
Listen
to a paid holiday.
That's the truth. He's not lying. And that's what's so fucking brilliant about it is he's a master troll. He's a master troll. He knows exactly what to say to get you pissed off, to get a rise out of you. And that's not necessarily untrue.
And the thing about it, too, I think the part of being a troll, right, because all trolls know that people are going to make fun of your warts and the fact you live underneath a bridge and all this other shit. He don't give a fuck. Like, his skin is so thick. Like, anything that people say to him, it doesn't matter. Like, right. There's nothing, like, he just turns it into something else. Like, you know, no, that was awesome how I shot motherfuckers with pepper bullets and fucking go make that fucking, take that picture. I cut through them bitches like fucking hot butter. Did you see that shit?
He's a billionaire president. How big does your dick get as a billionaire president? Even if you got the littlest dick in the world, you have the biggest dick in the world. You're a billionaire president.
That still hasn't shown your fucking IRS figures, your tax records. He's like, fuck you.
Whose dick is bigger than Trump's?
I mean, at this point, no one, man. This dude is,
This sounds like we're jacking his dick, though.
How do we turn into this show? Think about this shit, though, right? Because when it all happened almost 4 years ago, right, we were all in disbelief. And because who could have ever fathomed that a person who had never held any political office at any level, at any government stage in the United States, would somehow be the leader in the most highest position of government.
Did Ronald Reagan ever become a senator or anything?
He was a governor. He was a governor of California before he became fucking president.
Okay, yeah.
And so he at least had done something, right? This motherfucker hadn't even ran for mayor. He hadn't even ran for fucking Congress or fucking anything. Right. Fucking alderman. This nigga hadn't been shit.
Right.
And now he's the fucking president.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you don't, I mean, honestly, that's like fucking me just going in tomorrow and being the fucking CEO of Amazon. Like, look, here we go. And holding meetings like, hey, this is what we're going to do. I need fucking records on everything going on. And my wife is fucking going to be vice president. And I'm fucking going to put my boy over here in fucking charge of distribution. And this is how we're going to run this bitch.
Much as we call him an idiot, this dude is still free, a free man. He's still the president. It's something else going on.
I said it early on. I didn't think it was crazy like a fox. Yeah. Like, this motherfucker is crazy like a fox. And maybe this plan that, you know, we all hate, but he's going to take us places that we all wanted to go as far as the government being changed.
Structured better?
Changed.
Nonetheless.
We don't know if it's structured better yet. We'll see.
We'll see.
Nonetheless, I am terrified of those fucking sneaky ass Democrats. I just am, man. I'm terrified by the sneakiness.
Is it possible to just, if let's say like, 30% of voters in November put like Cuomo's name or somebody's name, right? Can they like put a hold on the election? Like, do they have to do a different?
What do you mean?
Like, let's say
somebody's gonna win, though. I mean,
okay, so let's say that third party guy is the winner. Like, he gets 52%.
So he's the president.
But he never But it's just everybody put somebody's.
Doesn't matter, right?
Like if you get elected, you're. Just say I mean, he could deny it.
Let's just
it,
say
right?
52% of the voters put somebody else's name.
Sure.
It doesn't have to be one person's name. So let's say somebody put Cuomo, somebody put Ng Yang, somebody
it
put.
It doesn't matter then. There's, so there's going to so be a percentage of somebody who won. So that 52 is broken down over a whole bunch of people.
Well, no,
then,
that's not how it works. That's the popular vote anyway. Right. That's not how it works.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, they don't count
so
the popular vote.
I would be interested in seeing how the Electoral College would work if independent won the popular vote.
That's what I'm saying.
That'd be new territory. It's never happened. So I doubt that an independent would ever win this the way this is set up.
People would never unite.
The Electoral College wouldn't vote them. They would still vote the Democrat or whoever had the next. You know what I'm saying? Like they're right. Like, well, I don't know. We got the Democrat. He only got 5%, but this independent, we're not Larry Johnson.
Yeah, not fucking with him.
Yeah. No way possible. I don't know, man. I'm not saying that I'm a vote Republican because I can't do it. I cannot vote for Trump. I want Trump's ass gone. But
I feel like honestly, maybe this is just me being hyper paranoid. Maybe it's that we spoke. I don't think we can make it through another 4 years of Trump without race war.
We just can't make it
period. Without a lot of shit.
No. I think that he will incite enough people to get
so
frisky.
You're willing to incite new world order on from the highest level that has ever been done. I'm terrified, man. I think it's really about to happen. I think the Democrats are going to usher in some crazy bullshit this time because they know they got everybody's eyes open to all the injustice in the world and how we need to be more all accepting. And, you know, here's the thing, right? Rape culture, Me Too, ended up being, in J Smooth's words, a blessing because what rape culture allowed and Me Too allowed for is this shit that's happening now. Where people are paying attention to black folks and black folks having a say about being abused or whatever, and it's actually valid. People are validating it and they're fighting for it. Mm-hmm. That was all because of that rape culture Me Too movement thing. That's when all this shit started swinging.
Right.
The transgender bathrooms and the identity stuff that happened and
Weinstein.
Don't misgender me and all that shit. As much as we picked at it and made fun of it, that ushered in the ability for us to have these conversations we're having in government now about black lives and about racial injustice and police brutality. The only reason why they're paying attention now is because of the Me Too and the transgender thing. So it's almost like rape culture was a good thing. Somebody had to get their pussy felt for us to have this day in court. And, you know, sacrifice the pussy is what I'm saying. Good thing. Good job.
Shout out to Harvey Weinstein.
Shout out to the pussies that got sacrificed.
Because he's the poster child of
Me Too. It's a lot of pussies on the battlefield, but I think it was for a good cause. If you ever worried about when you got felt up at work, know that it was for a good cause because now black folks are it's less and less chances that a black person gets shot in the street maybe in 2 years. You know what I'm saying? You ushered in the legislature that's going to prevent black people from just dying at any time a cop feels like it.
What if you had to suck a dick, though?
Yeah, suck that dick. Suck that dick, man. Honestly, J Smooth.
But what if it wasn't just a fell up, though? Like, you didn't get your booty grabbed?
J Smooth, if you had to suck a dick to end police brutality, would you do it?
I want to suck dick, period.
No.
Police brutality, my nigga.
I don't give a fuck. Nigga, I ain't sucking no dick. We just get our ass beat. Y'all, nigga, we get pulled off, nigga.
I don't even have to ask. French Reggie.
What?
No, come on, man.
You gotta keep the same image, friend. You've been known to suck dick.
I never said I'll suck dick for freedom.
Okay,
I never actually said I'd do gay shit. Okay. How about for Haiti? Would you suck dick for Haiti?
For the whole country.
Hold on, let me walk him. So look, this is the thing, right? Haiti has been bullet hole riddled with earthquakes and fucking French people coming and fucking y'all over. And then
Hillary Clinton's
coming over there and fucking y'all over. Mm. All you gotta do is suck one dick. It's not even a huge dick. It's a regular sized dick. Mm. All you gotta do is suck one dick and Haiti GNP quadruples. Everybody has jobs. People got nice shit. Your entire fucking people. You're not sucking a dick for your entire people?
I'll negotiate a different thing.
No. It's
to completion.
It's got
to
be the dick.
What you mean by to completion?
You know what I mean.
Come in the mouth.
No.
It's got to be.
So you can suck the dick, but they can't come in your mouth.
I will not suck the dick.
You're telling me, do you know how high you'll be raised up? Nigga. What's that nigga name? The dude who was the president? Which doctor name? He got a crazy name.
He don't know.
Of Haiti?
Yeah.
Right now?
No, the one who, the famous one.
The witch doctor.
The witch doctor?
No, what's a...
Okay, we never had a witch doctor. You talking about Papa Doc?
Papa Doc. That's like a witch doctor.
That's a witch doctor, right?
That's not like a fucking voodoo prince.
A gangster, nigga? The nigga from 8 Mile?
Papa Doc. I was about to say, I was like, that's the nigga from 8 Mile.
That nigga sound like a... Duvalier, that's his full name.
He sound like a shaman. So look, that nigga... You know what I'm saying? He couldn't. He's the most popular Haitian, I think. Besides him and who was the nigga that sang with the guitar?
Wyclef.
Who fucked over Lauryn Hill?
Wyclef.
Right. Yeah, Wyclef. You'll be higher than them both two niggas. Them.
Yeah.
You're not. Come on, man. No, for your whole people.
One time in the mouth, nigga. Just.
You don't even have to take it in the mouth. But you got to complete it.
No, you got to take it in the mouth.
Nah. No, this you nigga don't. Said you got to complete it. J-Bag walking in nigga.
This is for the whole half of the island.
Nah. What about balls? Would you rather do the balls in the mouth? He just.
Nothing gay. You're for your whole people?
The shaft just on top of your nose and in between
you're
your
not,
eyes.
You're not willing to do it for police brutality, so you got to be quiet.
So you willing to suck dick?
So look, man.
So you willing to suck dick?
I am terrified.
For all ATL, nigga, you represent Atlanta, nigga.
I am terrified.
To end police brutality in Atlanta, be honest. So you sucking it for the city?
I am terrified.
What's the nigga name? T.I. for T.I. and what's the other nigga name?
Hold up, though.
Suck a dick for T.I.?
No, I'm saying you going to represent the whole motherfucking city. You're going to be bigger than Outkast.
I got a better scenario.
Okay,
so,
walk him.
So, no, don't walk anybody. So, all three of y'all.
No, fuck that. Walk, be honest, nigga. This nigga is known for walking niggas down.
Listen, we about to go back into slavery. They about to enact slavery. It can be prevented. All blacks are about to be enslaved, Haitians included. You don't got to be fucking original black. If you black in America, you about to be put into a fucking enslavement camp unless someone sucks a dick.
Why it gotta be us three? Why couldn't it be another nigga?
Bro, because we're... Because
you're here. You're in the room when it happened.
You're fucking...
You were at the meeting, nigga.
Right.
You were at the fucking put niggas back in slavery.
Hey, we're gonna try to see if we can cut it down
to... No, you're gonna be in slavery. There's no more negotiations, nigga.
You're gonna be in slavery, too.
No, nigga, I'm gonna tell you
instead
something.
Instead of being enslaved for 400, this time around, we'll try to cut it down.
I tell you what, to make it all fair, nigga, I'm gonna
make
be...
Make it all fair?
No, I'm saying to make it all fair, nigga, I'm gonna be the matchmaker. All us put our feet in, nigga. I know how to do this shit where I can get out of mine. And then whoever's left standing, they gotta suck the dick.
You do the matchmaker.
Any, mean, and mighty most.
We already know the white feet are Jimmy Max.
No, I'm saying. No, I'm talking about, remember when you used to count the feet, when you used to play the games and shit, man. Nigga? Like,
no.
One potato, two potato, three potato, four. Nigga,
that shit.
So selfish bastards aren't willing to suck a dick for slavery?
Are you?
I'd suck a dick for slavery.
Oh, okay, well, that's good.
If I could not make all of us go back to slavery, I would take that one. But y'all niggas. me, nigga. Like, anything
I
need.
I'm the king nigga, right?
Like, anything I need, nigga. I'm talking about anything ever.
Every time we talk to that nigga smell like dick.
We can't. That's one of the things we can't do. Because I'll spit your ass. I have fucking veto power of your fucking freedom. Like, I should be able to put a nigga back into slavery on point. Go ahead and make
so
a
dick joke.
Go ahead and make a dick joke. Go ahead and say something. I bet you would. You'll be a slave tomorrow, your whole family.
So you suck the dick too. That's what I'm asking you.
He did. No? He followed behind, be honest.
No. I don't love niggas that much.
I don't want to be in slavery either, man. Come on, man.
I
got y'all, man. I got
that shit, nigga. Y'all going to keep getting beat, nigga. Fuck that.
No, you going to get beat too.
Me too. Yeah, nigga. Everybody going to keep. I gotta be that nigga suck that dick. No, sir. Mm-hmm.
That's a civil rights dick.
No, sir.
What do you think Martin would have done?
No, nigga.
If they would have told Martin,
would be sucking
and
the
it'd,
dick,
be, it'd be just your luck. It'd be just your. What you say, Frank?
The statue would be him sucking the dick. That's the symbol.
I'll be on my knees and shit.
That's fucked up.
All the little kids coming to see when after you long gone, they be like. This is a story of, be honest, he saved all of us.
I got y'all black folks, man.
He saved all of us.
Hey, look, but y'all fucking owe me, my nigga. You niggas owe me.
Everybody, like, your lineage for the rest of eternity.
I'm talking about music better play when I walk around, goddamn. It better be a real band walking with me. Some real shaft shit.
Rafika, be honest, is the next nigga, the only nigga on the show fucking willing to stand up for fucking black humanity. This motherfucker is dark as shit. He was not down at all. Didn't want to have no parts of that.
We even made it just Haiti. Fuck Haiti.
Fuck Haiti. Fuck my homeland.
Yachty. Fuck the Yachty's.
IAT. Fuck that shit.
Listeners, we appreciate you guys tuning in once again.
He couldn't even channel Black Roxanne for like a fucking 10-minute session.
Right. We appreciate you guys tuning in once again to the No Nonsense Show. Make sure you go out to the website, raresonance.com, where you can check out all of our shows, including the other shows on the network, Black on Both Sides, Open Run with BTG, BTG for President. What you got, Smooth?
Oh, when you finish, I got you.
No, go ahead.
Them shirts gone?
Oh, I was about to get ready to do that. Right out to him.
Oh, man.
So I just want to say shouts out to everybody who actually contributed to the calls, you know what I'm saying, donated, you know, and they're rocking the shirts, the No Nonsense. I have a zero
No nonsense policy.
Yeah. You know, yeah, I was about to get ready to say that.
Yeah, shouts you could have looked at the shirt.
Look, shouts out to everybody. But I also want to say, goddamn, be honest, Twan Twizzle, he a big fan of yours now, huh? He said
a big fan of
yeah. Mine? He said that nigga said this See? Nigga. I don't know if he smoked. I'm gonna say this.
He stole a smoothie from him.
No. Hold on. He that nigga Twan Twizzle said he said he thought Beyonce was he thought he was fatter.
He said fat.
And so. And he said he really wasn't. Nigga, you are fat. That nigga must have handed the shirt outside the window.
I got out, nigga.
I was like, this nigga Twan Twizzle
is not
like,
fat, Jason.
Shut the fuck up. This nigga titties in his stomach, nigga, is one piece.
What are you talking
this nigga
about?
Is.
I bet you won't run up.
This nigga is one piece.
I bet you won't run up on I'm this saying, one piece.
This one piece will turn into a two piece, nigga.
I bet you won't run up.
Look at this nigga right here. This nigga pop like a driving J Man. Twan Twizzle, that nigga Beyonce had a girdle on, nigga, when he went out under his girdle. Shirt. And so, be honest, that nigga was looking at the wrong you.
Remember when that nigga came when Jay Smooth did have that waist trainer on that one time?
I do remember that. That was a podcast party. Say Smooth, right now. I got a waist.
Who had a waist trainer?
You did. You worked girdle, at the podcast
yeah, that
party.
Girdle nigga, he's like a,
you,
yeah.
You did have on the fucking waistband thing, the sweat thing.
And I was being funny, right?
It was funny to us.
Yeah, I was being funny, right?
Here's the thing, right, Smooth? Okay. Here's the thing. Between this show and the next show, I got a weight bench in there. Let's both go see who can do 20. If you can do 20, I'll stop fucking with you.
20 what?
135. Bench press, 135, 20 times.
Okay.
Okay.
No, you should be able to do that.
Yeah, let's
That's
do that.
One point.
Let's and, do it.
Or if you really want the real,
oh, 'cause it's 20.
You go first, and I'll beat you by one. And if I beat you by one, you can never say it no more.
So 135?
Yeah.
I'll knock that shit out.
Okay, cool. We do that between shows.
I guarantee it's not going to happen.
Listeners, all
right, yeah, I want to see
listeners,
that.
Listeners, so. We do have a podcast party coming up. We're not sure soon yet, but this podcast party is going to be a little different because we got a platform now that allows us to sell tickets online or in person or both. So you can watch the podcast party live by tuning into the app we have. There'll be more details when we get closer to the date, but we're definitely going to have it this summer.
Come on.
So keep an eye on that. What else? What else we got? Anything else? Follow us on social media at No Nonsense Show.
We got any t-shirts left?
We do have t-shirts left. If you want to send me an email, I can send you the link. It's on Etsy right now. We got probably about 6 shirts left. These shirts are basically our way of donating to NAACP or one of the other activist organizations. We haven't determined yet which one we're sending to, but 100% of the profits are going to go to that. So whatever we didn't spend on getting the shirts made, 100% of that is going to this organization that we're going to vote on in the Slack room in the next few days. So yeah, definitely hit us up if you want to get one of those t-shirts.
And if you guys want more shirts in the future, let us know. We can.
No, don't say that because First Alley Cat already been campaigning, and she. Okay. And
what is she talking about? I didn't know what she
made
about.
A design. I heard.
Well, there was a little kid, a girl that held up a sign that said, "We know that Black Lives Matter. We're not saying that all lives don't matter." And it kind of breaks down the whole thing. It's like, listen, when we say Black Lives Matter, we're not saying we. Of course, we understand fucking all lives matter, but it's not about that right now. And it just had different lines
Too
on
much.
It. No, it would work on a shirt. Good? It would work on a shirt.
Okay, well, we'll look into that. Keep supporting us, keep interacting with us, and we'll keep bringing the nonsense because we realize that sometimes people just need to laugh. Till next time.
10% less bullshit than any other podcast. Guaranteed.